Pop singer Kate Nash took home a Brit Award this year as Best British Female Solo Artist. Her album, Made of Bricks, is now available here in the U.S., and our critic, Robert Krisco, has been listening. He says Kate Nash is special because she's ordinary.
The main reason I like Kate Nash is that nice is so hard to do right in pop. Nash knows how to deploy her slightly nasal voice so it takes you by surprise. Ditto for her piano. She can be strong. But basically, she's nice. Not insipid, not mealy-mouthed, just nice. Here's how she begins one of the key tracks on her debut album, Made of Bricks.
This is my face, covered in freckles, with the occasional spot and some veins.
The song is called Mouthwash, and it goes on like that till its title comes around. A minute in. It's Kate Nash's homebody quality that really wins me over. I rooted for rebel rockers like PJ Harvey and Courtney Love, and sometimes I warmed to their rivals, the Sex Pots, especially self-created ones like Shakira. But when Lily Allen popped out of nowhere in 2006, the playing field for women in pop changed. You could just be a girl sticking up for yourself. You have to compare Lily Allen and Kate Nash. They're both British. Both MySpace self-promoters, both indie-identified and major label-backed. Allen's popular MySpace page even linked to Nash's early songs, like Foundations, her breakthrough hit. I think Lily Allen's a major songwriter, and Kate Nash, so far, just a welcome variation on the ordinary girl idea. She's not as funny or beat-wise as Allen, but that stay-at-home thing is a great touch. She reminds me of the young women I know, including my own daughter, more than the razor-tongued Allen. Here's what happens in We Get On after she spies her latest crush kissing some tart at a party.
Channel 5, I particularly like CSI.
If I were smarter about the English class system, I might get picky about that accent, which some claim sounds like a posh girl slumming. But the fact is, I don't care how authentic she is, whether We Get On really happened or not. Kate Nash is an ex-drama student, forging a persona from her own experience. Sometimes she's a silly schoolgirl poet, but usually she's just looking for love, or something like love. She'll decide when she grows up.
Kate Nash's album is Made of Bricks. Robert Krisco is a senior critic at Blender Magazine.
You're talking to me like we connect. Don't even know if we're still friends. It's so confusing. Understanding you is making me not want to do the things that I know I should do. But I trip fast and then I lose, and I hate looking like a fool. I just want your kiss.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.